This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The future of sustainable aviation fuel tax treatment is still murky, with questions still to be answered, despite months of regulatory efforts and calls to include the treatment of SAF crops in the House Farm Bill. As biofuel producers and feedstock growers await guidelines in the Treasury's final Clean Fuel Production Credit rule, they are also following any legislative action that would be necessary to make the potential SAF market viable for agriculture. The recent House Farm Bill markup featured consideration of the Farm to Fuselage Act, explains Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett.
The bill addressed an issue faced by producers of many oil seeds that are ready and eager to grow SAF bio-based feedstocks when their fields would normally be fallow, but can't because of crop insurance, first and second plant rules. After working exclusively with USDA, the bill establishes a biofuel crop exception as long as it can pass muster with USDA.
Crockett's bipartisan bill would broaden and boost SAF feedstock supplies.
There are several crops whose oil byproducts make for great SAF feedstock, but don't generate enough revenue to replace a main crop.
Ag Chair Glenn Thompson responded that SAF is an exciting opportunity, but one the Ag Committee couldn't pursue during the Farm Bill markup.
Unfortunately, there's a jurisdictional issue in terms of defining fuels, and energy and commerce has kind of weighed in pretty heavily.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Rainy conditions and planting delays have led to replant discussions. Fortunately, in this BEX featured conversation, Southwest Iowa agronomist Nate Meyer says that BEX farmers can get seed to replant for free.
So when we're thinking about replant, we need to think of the potential of the crop that's in the ground right now, compared to if we would to replant either by carrying up what we already have in there or interseeding within what we have. If we look at some of the studies we've done, we have it down to the percent that's in the field compared to planted on whether you should leave your stand and go with it for the end of the year for harvest or when it's time to replant. The good thing with BEX is that we do offer free replants, so that's pretty easy to go about doing.
For more agronomic data and advice on planting strategies, contact your local seed advisor at BEXHybrids.com. That's been your weekly BEX featured conversation. I'm Riley Smith reporting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.